what's the point of creating it? If God put someone on your heart and you create content that completely misses them, if God has given you a talent and a gift and says, I want you to serve and group together and help these types of people, and you create content that doesn't, it's just disappearing into the ether. It had no value. But if you spend time and you think, okay, how can I make sure, then you could change lives. You could change eternities. You could absolutely change someone's world because you chose to be purposeful.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Have you ever visited a stream where the title or the audience that they were claiming to target didn't quite fit with what they were doing? Did it feel off? Have you ever watched a piece of content and thought to yourself, who is this for? It can be kind of uncomfortable and off-putting. Today we're going to look at part one of a six-part series of questions. This episode's question is, who is your audience? Let's take a listen.
So for this episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about something that we talk about all the time in class. I mean, if you take the taco class, we talk about it probably every single week. In fact, if you talk to me at all about any kind of content creation stuff, you're going to hear me talk about this subject. If you're a Christian content creator and you feel a sense of purpose, like you're, whether you're creating games or digital art or you're doing tabletop gaming or you're doing funny shorts or whatever, if you're a Christian content creator, you know that when you do that, when you create the content, it's not just about having fun, expressing yourself. It's about being that positive influence, being that place of safety and consistency, all that stuff. But it's more than anything about building that relationship, building that trust relationship with your audience. It should be purposeful. You create purposefully. One of the things a lot of Christian creators forget is that every piece of content that they do needs to make sure that it's geared to actually serve the vision that they believe God gave them for why they started making content in the first place. Why do you have the channel? Why do you have the podcast? Why do you write the book? Why do you do the blog? Why do you make the art? If you're doing it as a purposeful Christian content creator that is designing their stuff so that they can be that place of safety or build those relationships, it's easy to forget that every piece of content should serve that mission. So if you're doing a let's play of a video game, or you're drawing silly comics, or you're talking about the news or whatever, even if you're like doing a TikTok trend, a purposeful Christian content creator has to ask themselves the question, how does this content move my audience closer to where I believe God is asking me to bring them? Right? On purpose. Why am I doing this? Is it one step closer to the mission, to the vision? Now, it's not going to be every step. You can't take someone from, wherever difficult place they're at, lonely, disenfranchised, lost, whatever, and bring them all the way to a place of health, hope, and happiness in one event. But the question is, this little part that I do, what does it move? Does it move the mission forward? Personally, I don't believe in simply making content. I don't think we should be, as Christians, just simply making content. The world is chock full of vapid and stupid and repetitive, clickbaity nonsense that just adds nothing to the world. It's just noise on the internet, things that get in the way of actual stuff that matters. Or worse, it makes like the whole planet worse by piling lies upon lies and gossip upon gossip and temptation upon temptation, sin upon sin. It's just promoting evil, and it's doing useless things. At best, it's worthless. At worst, it's evil. And we obviously, Christian content, doesn't want to be either, which is why I say, then we better do it on purpose. That's not to say it can't be silly, it can't be entertaining. What I'm saying is that in that entertainment and in that silliness, or in the strategy guide you're doing, or the digital art, whatever, it's pointing towards something. It's part of a bigger plan. It's part of the vision that you have for your creation, part of who God created you to be. It connects to your talents and your interest and your audience and your audience's interest, and it moves them towards eternal things. That sounds huge. I know that sounds huge, but really, we're going to break it down a little bit so you can see that this works in very minuscule ways, very deliberate steps. So over the next few episodes, I don't know how many, maybe six. I'm going to talk about six questions that you need to ask yourself before you start creating your content. These questions are going to help you clarify your vision, your purpose, your audience, your reasoning. You know, what? Why are you doing it in the first place? And it's going to help you focus your content to be more effective. So I'll give you the six questions up front, and then we're going to take them one at a time over the course of the series, this next few weeks here. And we're only going to do one today because it's a big question. The six questions are this: who is my audience? What are their questions and needs right now? What needs need to be accomplished most? What's God's answer to their questions and needs? Are they ready to receive it? And how can I build a bridge from this content to my offline or Discord or whatever community? How can I bridge this to a bigger community? So let's talk about just that first question today, and that is, who is my audience? I want you to ask yourself that question. Who is my audience? Who are the people that you want to reach with your content, through your content? Who are, when you do that cry, that just whatever it is, that outcry, that was shouting in the desert, that is your piece of content, who are you hoping hears it and reacts to it? What's the demographic, you know? What's their age? Where do they live? What's their gender? What's their, you know, educational, how educated are they? Like, what are their interests? What are their backgrounds? What are their beliefs? Who are these people? Because knowing your audience is absolutely crucial for creating content that resonates with a certain people. It's impossible to speak to the entire internet all at once. You can't speak to everybody. Even if you're just on Twitch or Twitter or, you know, whatever digital art or Instagram or TikTok, you can't speak to the entire platform. What you need to do is narrow down your focus to target a specific group of people. As much of a temptation as it is to make your focus as broad as possible, because you want to cast a big net to catch more people, it actually works against you. It dilutes your message and you reach less people. Think of it this way. When you have an issue and you're trying to Google a solution, do you search generally or do you search specifically? For example, say you got a problem with your computer speakers, right? Do you Google how to fix computer or how to fix speakers? Or do you look up how do I get rid of a buzz in PC speakers on this model number? Right? The more specific you are, the more helpful it is. And when you get to that content, whatever that is, the guy who says, I have these speakers and I plugged it into my computer and they had a buzz and here's what I did. You're very thankful because you connected to that individual who spoke directly to your need. That's what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, it would be nice to know how to fix every speaker in the world. You don't need to, and that's really not what you're looking for. It's the same thing with your audience. Like, say your audience is, and we'll take an easy one, Christian gamers, right? Christian gamers who have been online and they're just looking for a safe, not salty, but uplifting community. They just want to be somewhere where they can play and it's not like gross or weird or sweary or whatever. So you take your content, knowing that your audience is Christian gamers, you want to create content that talks about your experience. Like, this is, I was part of a toxic community, and this is why I don't want to do that anymore. Or this is how they hurt me, and this is how I dealt with the hurt. This is how I reacted to it. This is the negative way I reacted to it. This is the positive way. You create that safe and positive server for your audience to practice on. You spend time with them there. You create that mod group that makes sure it is safe, and you have rules. Even if you're on that public server, let's say you go the other way, you make the point of demonstrating how you enjoy your time there, how you're a good teammate, how you're not adding to the saltiness. You become that good example. There are a lot of creators I know who start out evangelistic, right? They start out and they say, I want to meet people who are non-Christian through this game. And then they drift as they start meeting Christian gamers because they create a Christian gaming server, or they create a Christian gaming group, and suddenly it's full of Christian gamers. And so without even thinking about it, they start gearing their content towards Christian gamers, or vice versa, right? They're trying to reach Christian gamers. They want the teenagers or the young men or whatever to be part of this group. They want them to have a place where they can just kind of crash and be safe and not get polluted by the world stuff. But they get excited because a non-Christian shows up, and they start pulling their content towards non-believers and pulling it towards other people. What I'm saying is that you need to be processing and thinking very specifically and carefully about who you are trying to serve and where you're trying to bring them. Like, for example, with that Christian group, you probably don't need a Bible study. You probably don't need to talk about, turning the other cheek and doing good to your enemies with a bunch of Bible verses. It's probably a safe bet that your Christian gaming group doesn't want a Bible study. What they want is to play the game, watch you play the game with you, and then your example, your demeanor, and all that will speak volumes. Maybe you don't need to have the verse of the day or the Bible study or anything else, because that's not what your audience needs. Maybe it is. Maybe there's a bunch of people who, simply because of their gaming and because of all the stuff that they do, they spend no time in church or small group, and you're able to inject a little bit of that into their life during the game. Maybe that's what it means. You need to get very specific, understand your audience and your audience's needs. So what I want to do for the kind of the rest of the little talk here is to get very, very specific about a certain kind of audience. And so you can kind of get an example of what it would look like, to really, really, really focus. Obviously, your audience is going to be a little different or a lot different. Your platform is going to be different. But for me, I'm a streamer, so I'm going to talk about it from a streaming perspective. But this same thought will work for YouTubers and writers and artists and everyone else. The idea is, how do I tailor my content to have purpose? So let's say you're a variety streamer, and you want to create content to help people specifically with mental health issues. Now, you've struggled with them yourself. You feel a kinship with people that have that issue, and you want to reach out to them because you wanted someone to reach out to you. You finally got to a place of health, or you finally got to a place of at least able to deal with your stuff enough that you want to go public. And you want to become a place that you wanted to have when you were really struggling. That was the plan. So instead of making content for people with mental health issues, this is the difference between doing that and getting very specific by connecting to an audience that struggles with the thing you personally struggle with. It's the difference between saying, I struggle with mental health issues, and I struggle with ADD and general anxiety disorder, right? That's me. I've got anxiety and I've got ADD. That's my issue. What I'm saying is that instead of doing the broad mental health thing, you go, these are my people. This is who I can speak to. I have their same experience. I can help them along the way. And I feel a sense of love, affinity, and hope for them because I know what it's like. That's who you want to talk to. So, as a streamer, right, I'll use a streaming example. How would I apply this to my creations? How do I apply this to the ADD general anxiety person? You sit there and you think, okay, I'm about to make content. I'm going to go on stream, or I'm going to make a video, or I'm going to pick a game, or I'm going to make a poster. I'm going to do something. So I sit there and I go, okay, who is this for? Well, it's for people who have attention deficit disorder and have anxiety. So what does that mean? How do I gear this content? How do I gear my conversation? How do I gear my schedule? How do I gear my visuals? How do I gear everything else towards that group? How do I orient my content and all the experience around my content to be as meaningful and helpful and focused as possible to that specific audience? What do they need? What do they struggle with? You personally, like when you were doing it, when you go out and you watch streams, or when you go out and go to websites and read comics or read blog articles or listen to podcasts, what is it for you who has struggles with anxiety, who has struggles with attention deficit? What bugs you? What helps you? Really process through that thought and go, okay, well, you know, this is what I would do, or this is how I wish that person would change. So I'm not going to do that, or I will do that on my stream. Ask yourself, you know, what streams have I been on? What YouTube videos have I done? What podcasts have I had that just triggered my ADD, triggered my anxiety? And how can I avoid that? For example, let's do a bunch of really specific examples. Let's say, for example, let's talk about your overlays, right? Which is, if you're a streamer, it's basically what your stream looks like. The things that are like the colorful parts that go around your camera and around your game and all that stuff. If you know your audience has ADD, if you know your audience struggles with anxiety, you're going to avoid bright colors and animations that are going to overwhelm the viewer's attention. You're not going to put on bricks of text, right? Or you're not going to have text that goes by really, really fast. You're not going to have background music that has voices in it that will pull the viewer's concentration away from what you're saying into the song and then back and forth so that they're not getting either of them. You're not going to have a little ad in the corner that blinks and flashes to try to get attention to sell your merch or whatever. Now, there are other creators that all that works for, right? They want bright colors and they want it to look all animated and they want it to have all kinds of really cool interactivity and all their alerts are super like blasting and they have that really blinky ad because it works for them. But you know, it's not going to work for your people because when you see that, it doesn't work for you. Right? For your conversation, it probably means you're going to spend time talking about your struggles, right? What's it like for you, ADD? What's anxiety like for you? You're going to make jokes about it so that you normalize it, right? You're not mocking. You're one of the group. You're an insider. You can say things that nobody else can say. So you're going to normalize it. You can say, yeah, I'm part of this and I do this and this is what happens to me. And well, boy, did I ever have a moment the other day. Let me tell you about it. You're going to talk about how you've adapted to it. You're going to ask chat how they adapted to things. What's your experience with this? It'll be a regular part of your parlance, a regular part of your conversation. Now, it's not the only thing you're going to talk about. That would be tedious. That'd be repetitive. That would be obsessive. That would be wrong. But it's clearly not something you're trying to hide. You've come to terms with that's just part of your life. And you want your audience to do the same because you know that there are people out there that have ADD and they don't know it yet, or they have it and they're trying to hide it, or they have anxiety and they just don't want to share it. And one of your missions is to say, listen, here is a safe place for you to talk about it. Here's a place where we understand, right? Which is not going to be true if it's a broad general health, mental health thing, because you're going to bring people in that have depression, or they're going to have other kind of learning disabilities, and they're not going to understand. In fact, they may judge more harshly than you'd want them to because they simply don't have that experience. That's why the focusing of your audience is so important. You want your audience to make it part of their life and make that conversation part of their life with you. Say if your audience has general anxiety, right? It means things like you don't play games that are horror games, right? You don't play suspense games. Even you got people that are inviting you, hey, come play this latest game where we run around and try not to get murdered. Come play this game full of ghosts. Come play this trendy game that's online that does jump scares. You think it would be fun. It doesn't bother you anymore. But you think, you know what? for my audience and my people, it will prevent them from moving forward. It'll prevent them from being able to enjoy the content, connect to the content. It'll make them afraid of what might happen next. And therefore, I can't do that. Even if I want to, even if I think it'd be fun, even if I think it'd be fine for me, I'm caring for my audience. You don't, for example, bring up news stuff that stresses people out. If you got a group that is anxious all the time, and then you're like, someone's going to come in and be like, what do you think of that latest news article? Isn't that crazy? It is very appropriate for you to go, you know what? We don't really cover the news here. The world can go on. This is a place free from the news. Or perhaps for you, it's actually here. We process the news. We think about it. We want to make sure that we can think about it biblically. And we think about it. Is it true? And all the worries that we have about it, are they true? Let's talk about the news, right? What does your audience need? You work hard to have that moderator team that is in your streams and in your Discord and everywhere else, and they get it. They understand your focus. They understand your audience. They understand your vision. And they go, you know what? It's part of our job to take care of them. So when the troll comes in, or when things start going sideways on stream, they act quickly. When someone in Discord is starting to get hot under the collar, they act quickly, because they know it's not just about, oh, we don't want to be toxic here. It's about the entire group has a similar issue, and this person is basically attacking the group, is causing problems for the group. We are going to address that quickly. Knowing your audience is with anxiety, we'll keep going with the anxiety thing, but if you're tailoring it to them, it means you don't make sudden changes to your content schedule, right? Because you know it'll stress them out. You might think, you know, oh man, you know what? I need to change up. I need to make sure, you know, this week I'm going to stream on Tuesday, right? You know that if your audience has struggles with attention and struggles with anxiety, you don't just simply make changes when you feel like it, because you know that's going to stress them out. You don't jump around on your calendar and miss days at a time and go dark in Discord, because you know that your audience specifically is going to sit there and wonder what happened to you. They're going to start jumping to conclusions. They're going to get stressed out. They're going to see you as someone they can't trust because of your inconsistency. Even if you're like, man, I really do want to stream right now, or I really can't stream right now, you know how critical it is for your audience, specifically yours, that you are consistent. So you work really hard at that. It means you're super careful with what comments you make, because if you start sliding into negativity or you slide into self-criticism, you make a bunch of self-deprecating jokes, it may hit them harder than it would hit most others. They would feel that harder. So you avoid that, right? Or maybe you know better than me and you're like, actually, the self-deprecating humor, the one where I just kind of like, man, it's part of the how we associate. It's part of how we understand our own ourselves. And so therefore, I'm going to make it okay. What does your audience need? It means that you don't get too intrusive with your questions, right? You make sure you give a ton of grace whenever you're trying to do something with your community, more than other groups would. Let me give an example of that. Let's say you want to do a special event, and that's your group, ADD, general anxiety. Every other creator that it has a quote unquote, you know, normal or whatever, a different audience, let's say, they will set the time, make a graphic, advertise it, mention it once in a while, and that's good, right? And that's fine. That's what most people do. But you know your audience is different. You know they struggle to remember stuff, that they get hyper-focused and then distracted. You know that they worry about offending you if they don't attend, but they also worry that they're accidentally going to miss it because they have one of those ADD moments. You know your audience is different because you've felt that too. So you approach that event very differently. So what do? Well, I looked up some things online that would specifically help that kind of audience, right? So this is what it said. It said you need to be clear, concise, and use catchy titles and descriptions that really stick in their brain. Something like that's alliterative or has a strong visual element, like Art with a Twist or Minecraft Masterclass, or, you know, Adventures in Gaming, but spelled ADD, right? ADD Ventures in Gaming, or Big Brain Bootcamp. Like whatever it is, you make sure that it's very memorable, very sticky, very brain sticky, and very clear. It's not super long and it's not super convoluted and it's not trying to be super clever because you know that that works against your audience. Now, when you craft that title and you do a really good job at it, you use a very simple and consistent visual to match the theme and the mood of the event. You know that if you can connect that name, whatever it is, to a picture or a symbol, then the folks who are like you, who think visually, it's going to give them twice the chance of remembering it. It also means that you'll be extra careful to advertise in multiple places, right? I remember, let me pause for a little bit of a story. I remember when I was asking some folks to pray for me, and they were sort of consistent, like, I want to pray for you, but I keep forgetting. I want to pray for you, but I keep forgetting. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. How about every time you see a big letter X somewhere, just a big letter X out there on a sign, or you see it on some kind of bus, or you just see a big X somewhere, you just, it reminds you of me, and you say a quick prayer for me. You just associate the big letter X with me, right? And that's when you decide to pray. It's a simple symptom. And I heard back, I'm like, man, that really works for me. Every time I see an X, that's what I do. I was like, I send up, hey, Lord, help, you know, Christian Ninja. It was really good because it connected to something that was far simpler for them and stuck in their brain. Another one is that you would advertise the event in multiple places. You don't have to do it in one place. You don't muddy it with a bunch of other events and a bunch of other ideas. You don't throw 25 things at them. You do one. It's in your chat. It's on your screen. It's in your announcements. You do a poll about it. You do a giveaway about it. You make a special emote about it. It's one thing, and it's hitting your audience in multiple ways because you know at least then you give them a fighting chance. And if your audience is small enough and you know them well enough, you take the time to personally invite those individuals that you know are going to struggle with remembering, or they're going to struggle if they feel bad. You know, like if you say, you know what, even if you miss it, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. I still appreciate you. I still think you're part of the community. It's great. You know, or if they have anxiety, they're doing their mental health struggle thing that's like a bad season for them, you know, they're going to be in a funk. They're going to have a hard time even motivating themselves to get there, or they're going to wildly overthink things and somehow convince themselves they shouldn't go. You reach out and you say, hey, you know what? Just want to make sure you know that I'd love to have you there specifically. I know you're going through a hard time. We're going to try to make it fun, interesting, or whatever. So please come. Right? You know that would mean worlds to them. And for you, it's just sending a text. But you know your audience. And there are going to be others that if you send that to, it's going to freak them out. So you'd be like, no, I wouldn't. I'm not going to DM them because it's going to freak them out. They're going to see my name pop up and be like, what did I do? So I'm not going to do that. What does your audience need? When you make content, and this is the summary, this is the closer. When you make content, whatever it is, it is so key that you recognize and tailor it to your chosen audience, the people you're trying to reach, the ones that God put on your heart, the ones that you want to help, and you use preferences that they're going to appreciate, that you would appreciate, that connect to their level of understanding. Otherwise, what's the point of creating it? If God put someone on your heart and you create content that completely misses them. If God has given you a talent and a gift and says, I want you to serve and group together and help these types of people, and you create content that doesn't, it's just disappearing into the ether. It had no value. But if you spend time and you think, okay, how can I make sure, then you could change lives. You could change eternities. You could absolutely change someone's world because you chose to be purposeful. Now, if this is a new thought for you, like you've never really thought through who even is my audience, let me encourage you to sit down and really think about it. Who do I want to reach with my content? What kind of person are they? What kind of content would they appreciate? What would they benefit from? Who are they? You know, it has to be something you're capable and passionate about creating, right? You can't just say, well, it'd be really great if I gave them $1 million each. That would really help out. Like, you can't do that. So what can you create? What can you be passionate about? Because I promise when you find that, these are the people I care about. These are the people that are available to me. These are the ones I want to help. And this is what I can do for them. You are going to have such a different creator experience. It's going to be really exciting for you. sit down and write out the key characteristics of that ideal listener, that ideal reader, that ideal viewer. What do they like? What do they have for breakfast? When do they get up? What school do they go to? How old are they? What scares them? What hopes do they have? What's their biggest struggle? What makes them laugh? What do they want to brag about? What is this person? And you make and you craft that ideal listener, that singular person, that perfect example of the kind of person you want to help. And you talk to them, and you write for them, and you draw for them, and you sing to them, and you play for them. Always in mind when you're creating your content. Knowing your audience is going to help you create content that resonates with them, meets their needs, glorifies God, and brings you great joy whenever you produce it. You will see fruit.
Thanks, Ninja. I know in the past I visited Christian Ninja's stream and been kind of challenged to think about who is my audience. We even had a chat on his stream one day, me texting and him replying and kind of asking me questions like, what are you doing? Who are you targeting? That sort of thing. Over time, I've had a chance to think about that, and I think it's a good idea to find a target audience, like he suggested. I would say that my target audience is 18 to 40-year-old people, adults, young adults, nerdy people who don't maybe fit in with a traditional church or can't find one nearby, though we do recommend that people find a local church. But we aim to be a place where they can feel a part of something, where they can fit in, feel understood and heard. Our goal is to love them and equip them to tell others about Christ, maybe. We also aim to make it a family-friendly place where people can watch, knowing that we're doing our best to keep our content clean. It's been so cool to hear from our community things like, I prayed to find some Christians to talk to because I don't know any in person, or your streams are very uplifting and the music and prayers are heartfelt. It's nice after a stressful day to have your channel to put on, especially with all the garbage TV out there. I'm finding that by sticking to what I feel God has called me to, my audience is finding me. And it's such a blessing. I do think I need to be more intentional with my on-stream talks, and those are getting better. Focusing on topics that they find helpful, rather than just making something up on the spot. Make sure that you're listening to your audience. Mind you, don't let them derail your mission and vision that God has given to you, but take their needs into account when planning your content. Like Ninja said, it doesn't mean that you can't have silly content sometimes, but make sure that it's serving a purpose. I find that my funny, silly content helps my audience and community relate to me and get to know me and build a relationship so that when those deep questions come up, they trust me to treat them with respect and love. So make sure that you're following along with these steps. Think and just make sure that they're making you think. They're not a hard and fast rule. Everybody's content is going to be different. Everybody's streams and audience and things are all going to be different and personal. But hopefully this stuff makes you think and be more intentional. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode and that we see you back next week. Have a great day. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.